Although the evidence seems to be substantial, it is not the only evidence that is out there concerning Jesus' travels. There are many Eastern texts that mention him and his works in the Far East. It is also interesting to note that one of the largest religions in the world, Islam, venerates Christ as a prophet and messenger from God. Islam also says he survived the crucifixion and did not die on the cross. I certainly cannot relate all the sources here, for they are too many. But if you would like to read more about this time in Christ's life, you can start by reading the following books: The Jesus Mystery by Janet Brock, Jesus Lived in India by Holger Kirsten, The Unknown Life of Jesus Christ by Nicholas Notovich, and A Search for the Historical Jesus by Dr. Fida Hasnain. Let's be logical about this. Why would these Far Eastern texts reference Jesus and praise and talk about this wonderful prophet and teacher from Israel and the Holy Land if they had never seen him? Why would they make up a fictional character like this? The religion of Islam was not in existence yet, so there was no agenda to promote it or to try to downplay the divinity of Christ. The faith of Christianity was just starting and didn't have any scope or influence whatsoever at that time, and Hinduism and Buddhism were pacifistic religions confined to the Far East. Pure logic just dictates that there was no hoax or fiction and that these writings were true. These ancient texts of the Far East haven't been ignored by scholars, but they have been suppressed and/or ignored by many Christian scholars and the Church. Why, you might ask? To perpetuate the dogma that the Catholic Church and other Christian churches have put out for centuries. Can you imagine how the truth about Christ's surviving the crucifixion and not ascending into heaven, but living on in other countries, would rock Christianity? The Christian world would be devastated, not because it in any way affects the divinity of Christ, but because they had covered up the truth. Just as the Church had suppressed its influence on the makeup of the New Testament, so it seems to extend to the life of Christ and how he lived and died. As we progress through Christ's life, you will see the glaring holes of untruth about him, perpetuated by the Church, surfacing time and time again. Much of this can be blamed on Paul, the self-proclaimed apostle, and the Church adopting Pauline Christianity. Although Paul never met Christ and was never an eyewitness to any portion of his life, we have Paul interpreting what Christ meant and how he lived his life. It is Paul who says Christ ascended into heaven, backed up by church editing of Gospels, and it is Paul who brings forth the whole concept of atonement, dying for our sins. Christ said nothing about atonement, but Paul put it forth to the masses as his own interpretation, and it has become a weapon for guilt ever since. In my humble opinion, the Catholic Church's biggest error was in following Paul's lead. Big mistake.